You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Psalm 119 verse 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not sin have dominion over me. Order my steps in your word, and let not sin have dominion over me. We are praying right now that let the Lord order the steps of all members of the ministry, that we not be carried away by all manner of waves or worldly systems or worldly waves or trends, but that our steps be ordered where sin will not have dominion over us. Let's lift up our voices in prayer.
Lord, order our steps by your word this week, and let our ways please you. In the name of Jesus, let iniquity have dominion over me. Let not iniquity have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus, order our steps in your word.
Let's remember that the theme for the season is stand out, and it's from the scriptures, Philippians chapter 2 verse 15. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We give God praise for this day. We continue our study and prayer on let the blessing lead the way, and under which we've been studying and praying on benefits of the Lord's leading. There's the eighth encounter, I believe. And our opening scriptures have been Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. Christ has been made a curse for us. And verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ became a curse for me, that the promise that was given unto the children of Abraham, I would also be a partaker of it because of the shed blood of Christ Jesus. And that is the promise of the Holy Spirit, that which Abraham received as the blessing. The promise of the Holy Spirit, which has come unto I, who is a Gentile, but now, because of Christ Jesus, a believer, a partaker of the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been looking at the benefits that we receive as part of the Lord's leading, and where we got to was undeniable victory. Today is, I think, the third time we are still on undeniable victory. And as part of that, we've seen, and it's from Psalm 23, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. So from this scripture, we've seen that enemies are part of God's plan. Enemies are part of God's plan. In Genesis 12, 2 and 3, God told Abraham that those who bless you are blessed. Those who curse you, I will curse. And it is enemies who come with curses. So enemies are part of God's plan. We also learned that favor attracts enemies. We've seen in Genesis 37, verse 3 to 5. Favor attracts enemies. Wherever you find favor, whether in the case of Joseph, in the case of Jesus, who was beloved by his father, wherever you find favor, you find enemies. We see even Esther, that Esther having favor in the midst of all that, enemies. The same goes for Daniel. In the midst of that, you find enemies. Haman was the enemy to Esther. Daniel, there were people who went to report him to the king. Wherever you find favor, there are enemies there. However, enemies are to be loved, not hated. Enemies are to be loved, not hated. You have to love your enemies and allow God to handle them. Proverbs chapter 21. Verse 12. Now today we continue. The fight is not carnal but spiritual, and it's from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The fight is not carnal but spiritual. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The fight is not carnal but spiritual. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see these five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These five entities, they are all not carnal or natural. They are all spiritual. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. So rulers, spiritual wickedness, all these. So that's four. All these, they are spiritual. So we pray against them. We wage war against them by prayer. Spiritual exercise, not insulting them with words in the morning, at the workplace. In some sense, we see human beings as our enemies, and then we want to deliver physical judgment to them. We become vindictive. We see people, we don't greet them because we have had a dream that they were doing something against us. So now we see them, we don't greet them. It is important, please, that on the physical side, we are good to everybody. Greet them and do what you must in honor to them, but and I understand that whatever is behind, there is a spirit or a spiritual entity behind which is instigating all that. And you pray against that in Jesus' name. No enemy will have dominion over you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What is the nature of an enemy? Now, Psalm 37, verse 32, it says, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. An enemy always seeks to slay. Now, see, Saul was moved by an evil spirit seeking to kill David. Under normal circumstances, David would want nothing bad to happen to Saul. So, David, as a mentee of Saul should even be happy that he has a mentee who has capacity to take over or to help. But now another spirit had taken over. And you see here in Psalm 37, verse 32, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. That is the work of a wicked spirit. There are people in your family who are never happy with anything you do. They actually want you to be destroyed. Don't see them or don't take it as physical and try to also give them all sorts of physical behavior in return. Be nice to them. But understand that it is a spiritual issue. It's the work of a wicked spirit. Jesus has said, the enemy cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And so here we see to kill and seeketh to slay him. So anywhere you have encountered someone who is seeking to slay you or slay your sibling or slay your children or slay your spouse or slay your parents prematurely, seeking to kill, it is a matter to deal with in the spirit. And first you must understand who you are dealing with and then get the appropriate word of God and then declare that that entity, let their program be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it will be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
And if whoever is allowing themselves as a channel, if you pray for them, they can be saved. They can be saved. They can even give their lives to Jesus and be redeemed. But that program that wicked spirit behind wanted to use them as channel to destroy you, it will be aborted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what you see as a glorious thing. It's beautiful that someone who used to be used as a channel to destroy things in their family, that person has now been redeemed. For those who don't want to be redeemed and they are stuck, they are happy and they are purposed in their hearts to constantly be used, they will perish together with whatever those spirits do. But if you pray, destroying that program, and you pray for the souls, that's why Jesus said, we should pray for our enemies. God wants everyone to be saved, in as much as it's not everyone. But once you have this revelation, you pray aright. And as you do so, people, souls will be saved, and the program of wicked spirits will be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see that this is a very extensive topic that we really need to take time to go through. Let's look at another scripture. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Wow, this is serious. We say that in certain countries, they even treat their pets better than some countries treat their citizens. There are certain states that if you hit a dog and you drive away, you speed off, when you are caught, you'll be fined. And why? That pet even belongs to someone. And here you find the scripture that a righteous man regarded the life of his beast. Even sometimes say that the beast is suffering, so they have to kill it. A righteous man does not love to see pain. Wicked spirits love it when wars are enduring. Please, never think that David loved war. No. Some of these wars came about because there was a need. And because there was a need for, as the Lord said the other time, it's not because that you, Israel, you are, there's something so special or anything about you, but it's because of his hatred for the nations that were worshiping idols. That is why he drove them out. And then he gave the Israelites that place. You can do your research in scripture and you realize that. Because of the idolatry of the nations, he drove them out. You see. And so, and the behavior of idolatrous nations are that they don't have regard for anything, for life. They have no regard for life, be it for the life of beasts, be it the life of the human beings. Adulterous nations have no regard for such. And here you see, if you are a believer, you must have the regard for the life even of a beast. And never be cruel. May you never be a cruel person in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Someone like in classroom, you see that people are fighting, and sometimes there are certain people, because of the inspiration of wicked spirits in their lives, they love it. You say, oh, even add knife to it. Oh, even after class, you know what? After class, let's do meet. You people, somebody must win, you must fight. And they even instigated them more. These kind of gangs here and there. Never think that is by the flesh. There are entities behind it instigating those things. You see, but whenever there's a believer there, a discerning believer who lifts up prayer, you realize that all those things fizzle out. Sometimes in marriages, then you see fight. Then people want to pour acid and some want to take knife and kill their spouses and their children. Some want to, they kill everybody, and then they also commit suicide, set fire to the house and all these things. Please, they are not by the flesh. Sometimes you see these people right from church, then they go and have all manner of catastrophic things in their homes because of disagreement and fighting and all that. It is not of the Spirit of God. It is of another spirit. It is not mere coincidence that these things happen. They are instigated by what you call enemies, wicked spirits. They are spiritual. May the Lord grant us understanding to deal with such and abort every enemy program in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please declare after me that, before that, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm inviting you to do so. I'm just going to lead you in prayer right now. There are things that you cannot fight it with your flesh. If you want certain things to turn around, want to experience a turnaround in your family, you have to submit your life, yourself. Submit yourself to the authority of Christ Jesus. He is the one who has been set as king over all kings. He is the one who is the prince of peace. When he gets involved in your life, every issue will be settled over time in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. I surrender my life unto you. Please have mercy upon me. For I am a sinner, unable to save myself. I repent of my sins. I turn away from my old ways. And I turn to you. Please be the Lord, be the Savior, and be the King over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's pray. Thank you, Father in heaven.
Thank you, Father in heaven.
For your love bestowed.
For your love bestowed.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made for me.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made for me.
And for daily interceding for me.
And for daily interceding for me.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I humbly ask that you ignite my heart.
I humbly ask that you ignite my heart.
With godly love for you.
With godly love for you.
And to extend this love to others, including my enemies.
And to extend this love for others, including my enemies.
And to wage war in the Spirit by understanding.
To wage war in the Spirit by understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
For a moment, you are praying for your family. There are certain families, they've been bound in all sorts of bondages. Nobody goes to school far because it's a stronghold. An enemy has done this. That everybody, some is marital issues, some alcoholism. It is not the human beings. There are entities behind it that are instigating all those things and controlling the people, using them as channels of distraction. You are lifting up your voice in prayer that, Lord, rescue the souls in my family and disengage them from any effect of spiritual entities. Lift up your voice. Begin to pray. Descend upon my family, O Lord. Disrupt any satanic program in the mighty name of Jesus. Liberate souls, Lord, from any hope, any stronghold, any bondages. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have revealed these things in your word. That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, rulers in, of darkness, spiritual wickedness. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Ramamaya nereye berebe kebelebe berebe berebe şeberebe abaraba ramamaya nereye berebe şeberebe abakabaraba mayan nereye berebe rababaya kaba mayan dororo boşeberebe kebelebe. Entities affecting our businesses, in the name of Jesus, let there be liberation. Let there be liberation right now. Any assigned spiritual wickedness against our work, against the work of our hands, makabara baba borebe bekebelebe aba bojebelebe aba ramamaya nerebelebe kebe. As we saw in your word that the wicked, they seek to slay the righteous. Any entity that seeks to destroy our work, that seeks to destroy the work of our hands, be it business, be it any organization, let that intent be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Let that program be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Let's thank the Lord with a song of worship.
You are worthy of praise.
bethelmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.